We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At 9 o'clock this morning, just about 2.5 hours from now, volunteers will be gathering at the Lower Merrimack River Park in St. Louis County. This is for that special winter cleanup I've been talking about. It's being led by the St. Louis Area Open Space Council Executive Director, Catherine Dockery, and we talked yesterday about what they're going to be doing.
Yes, so Saturday morning, 100 volunteers are coming down to Lower Merrimack Park, which is on the lower section of the Merrimack River, and they're going to be cleaning up floodplain debris and litter and the banks of the river as a part of Operation Clean Stream, just trying to improve local open spaces and waterways.
I see you call this a special winter cleanup. Is there a reason this is a special cleanup?
Yeah, so Operation Clean Stream happens once a year. It's the fourth Saturday and Sunday in August, and that's been going on for over 50 years now, actually. But occasionally, when we have floods or when there are, you know, special challenges that we need to go in and take care of, when all of the leaves are off of the trees and when the ground is, you know, more solid, we plant it in the winter. And so that's what makes it a special one. So this is in addition to the August cleanup.
So why is this a special one here? Did you, some things pop up that maybe you weren't expecting?
Yeah, so there are quite a number of items that have washed into this site, and you know, some items that have been left there for years and years and years that no one has been able to get out, and we are finally planning to go in and get them out. So the last couple of days, there have been some volunteers working to cut up a couple of pickup trucks, old pickup trucks that, you know, kind of have settled into the mud in the park. So we're digging those out, cutting those out, going to haul those off. There's also a couple hundred tires that have washed in that we're going to plan to get out and recycle properly.
That sounds like a real mess, and it certainly is not healthy for the shoreline or the river.
Sure, absolutely. And this is a very heavily used river for recreation, canoeing, fishing, swimming. So we want to make sure that it's safe before summer rolls around.
And so you put out a call for volunteers, and it sounds like you got a lot of response.
Yeah, we've had great response. So Operation Clean Stream in August typically has around 2,000 citizens who come out and participate. And unfortunately, due to parking limitations, we kind of had to cap this event. So we have just over 100 volunteers that are coming.
And what do those volunteers need to know as they head out on Saturday morning?
Yeah, so fortunately, the weather is looking beautiful. We're hoping for, you know, around 50 degrees. But of course, it's we've had recent rains, and it is a park and riverbank. So we encourage folks to wear shoes, closed-toed shoes, boots, that they can get dirty, and definitely bring your gloves and water bottle. It's going to be hard work, and you know, not extremely easy access. So we're going to be walking a lot of stuff out and using trailers and trucks to winch some of this stuff out. So just come prepared to get dirty and have a great attitude.
When you get all that stuff out of there, what do you do with it?
Yeah, so we separate. We try and be as green-friendly as we can. So we separate out metal, and we take that, of course, to a scrap facility, and then that money pours right back into the program. We take tires to a tire disposal facility where they're properly shredded and disposed of. And then, unfortunately, a lot of the trash, we can't separate much of it out for recycling because it just has so much mud in it. But we do separate all of those things, and then they're properly hauled to the locations. So
you mentioned that you have a couple of trucks you have to dig out. In your years of doing this, what are some of the more bizarre things you've recovered in these cleanup operations?
Oh, sure. We've seen just about everything under the sun. So a few years ago, actually at this particular park, one of the volunteers found a message in a bottle that was from like the 1940s, which is amazing. We found a very old wooden ship that was sunk in the Merrimack. And, you know, of course, every appliance under the sun and every Cabbage Patch Kid and Care Bear doll you could possibly imagine. Lots of stories there.
Well, that sounds like quite an adventure while you're doing a good thing. You also have some other stuff coming up, including Paddle for a Cause. That's in June when it's going to be really nice. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, so Paddle for Cause is a wonderful family-friendly float trip. It takes place at Ozark Outdoors on June 3rd, and it starts at noon with a picnic lunch, and then Ozark Outdoors provides canoes and shuttling and life jackets and everything you need to enjoy a nice canoe float trip on the river. And so we encourage folks to check out our website, openspacestl.org. They can purchase their tickets for Paddle for a Cause there, and we'll take care of all the logistics. All they have to do is show up and float.
And again, that is on June 3rd. The address is openspacestl.org. The Lower Merrimack River Park cleanup begins at 9 o'clock this morning. And again, as Catherine said, they put out a call for volunteers. They can only fit about 100 people there, and they have more than 100 ready to go. So they are all set for this morning's cleanup. And that again, St. Louis Area Open Space Council Executive Director Catherine Dockery. It's 627.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.